This episode is brought to you by Clip Light Manufacturing Company, professional HVACR repair tools, and its new Clip Light Super Seal Ultra Pack, dry and seal in three easy steps. One package will dry and seal air conditioning systems from 1.5 ton up to 5 ton. Clip Light Dry R is ideal for drying wet systems, increasing dryer efficiency, and preventing the formation of acid. Use Clip Light Dry R in conjunction with any Clip Light Classic Super Seal for increased sealing performance. Hello, and welcome to News Update. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and here are the top stories for the program. Construction employment levels are sending mixed messages, contractors are contributing to environmental activism, and the DOE launches home energy scoring for owners' assessment. It doesn't seem to add up. The number of people working in the construction industry increased by 5,000 between September and October 2010, but the industry's unemployment rate rose to 17.3%, according to a mixed bag analysis of federal employment figures released by the Associated General Contractors of America. Temporary government investments boosted employment in the commercial construction sector, and association officials said this helped offset job losses in residential construction. However, despite help from programs like the stimulus package, construction employment continues to lag behind much of the private sector, said Stephen Sandher, AGC's chief executive officer. It is yet another indicator that the economy has a long way to grow before the demand for new office buildings, retail centers, and manufacturing facilities returns, he said. Construction employment lagged behind other sectors of the economy. Total private employment rose by 1.1 million during the past 12 months, but the construction industry lost 122,000 jobs. Moreover, the construction's unemployment rate is nearly double the unadjusted national rate of 9.5%. Residential construction did still worse in October, association officials said. Non-residential construction employment added 10,300 jobs since September, while residential construction lost 5,800 jobs. However, non-residential specialty construction added 7,300 jobs. There's some good and probably too much bad news for mechanical contractors, said Brian Termail, AGC's Executive Director of Public Affairs. Temporary federal investments have been used for projects like road construction, he said. What's not happening is any broad construction in the private sector. A glut of empty building space is causing some of the drop in new commercial construction. Another bright spot, however, has been the continued interest in greening and energy reduction. Member firms said that if it weren't for green construction, they would not be around, said Termail. The savvy owners know they can get a good deal now, and there is a certain cachet to green buildings, Termail said. The big question is, who's got the cash to do it? The stimulus has helped protect the construction industry from more severe job losses, according to the AGC, but construction firms are unlikely to significantly expand their payrolls until the long-term market outlook improves. The association urged Washington officials to provide the tax and regulatory relief needed to boost the private sector's economic activity. What this industry needs, said Sandher, is the certainty that comes with consistent tax, regulatory, and federal infrastructure policies, and the opportunity that comes from sustained and robust private sector economic growth. For more information, visit www.agc.org. Some contractors in the HVAC market are taking activism as meaning to act. They're doing green things without them being mandated in an effort to increase their environmental activism, according to Barb Checkett-Hanks, staff writer for the News. Every day we are thinking about how and what we are doing to be green, said Brian Nelson, with Nelson Mechanical Design in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. How we will reduce energy use for our client, how our proposal for an HVAC system will help the client save energy, and how our energy retrofit will save energy. Reducing energy use is so important in so many ways, and amazingly enough, HVAC contractors are able to lead this green effort because our systems present such an opportunity for reducing energy use. Nelson pointed out that reducing propane, fuel oil, and electricity consumption means less pollution, less dependence on foreign sources, a better balance of trade, and it keeps Americans working making new equipment that we will install in our green projects. There's no downside to using less energy, he said. It does, however, take a commitment to being the provider of solutions, which in turn requires a commitment to knowing how to find these solutions and or learning enough to figure out the solution themselves. It is 2010, after all, he said. We have had enough time screwing around with the inefficient and poorly controlled systems. The HVAC contractor needs to step up to the plate. We are active environmental activists in the way we conduct business, said Russ Dunici, CEMREA, president and founder of Mechanical Air Service, Inc. in San Jose, California. We recycle materials removed from jobs. We offer value engineering for projects that include green energy options to conserve energy. And we made the switch to R410A in 2003 because it was better for the environment. We are not what I call environmental Nazis, he said, like PETA is for animals, because I think those radical views take away from the message. We practice what we preach, and our office is climate neutral, meaning we have implemented many energy conservation methodologies and purchase green power for the rest of the power we use. Environmental activism isn't only in practice, though. There are also measures being taken on Capitol Hill to increase environmental agendas. To find out what capital activism measures are being taken and to read more of what other contractors are doing to be green and environmental activists in their business, go to www.achrnews.com and search environmental activism. Activism isn't the only HVACR activity going on Capitol Hill. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu launched the Home Energy Score pilot program at a middle-class task force event early in November. According to the DOE, the Home Energy Score will offer homeowners straightforward, reliable information about their home's energy efficiency. Through this program, consumers will receive a report with a home energy score between 1 and 10, showing them how their home compares to others in their region. The Home Energy Score will help make energy efficiency easy and accessible to America's families by providing them with straightforward and reliable information about their homes, said Stephen Chu. Energy performance and specific, cost-effective energy efficiency improvements will save them money on their monthly energy bills. Under this voluntary program, trained and certified contractors will use a standardized assessment tool developed by the DOE and Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory to quickly evaluate a home and generate actionable information for homeowners or prospective home buyers. A score of 10 represents a home with excellent energy performance. A 1 represents a home that would benefit from major energy upgrades. Along with the score, the homeowner will receive a list of recommendations for energy upgrades and other useful tips. The estimated utility bill savings, payback period, and greenhouse gas emission reductions are included for each specific improvement. To see a sample copy of the Home Energy Score and to get more information on how it is calculated, visit Home Energy Score website at www.eere.energy.gov. You can also go to www.energy.gov and search Home Energy Score. Are you interested in the latest new products? Coming up, you'll find out what's new for the HVAC industry. This product report is brought to you by Mars Air Systems, your total solution to indoor air management, and by Cool Gas, refrigerants made simple. In this week's product segment, we are highlighting a few of the products showcased on achrnews.com. One of those products is Canfil Far's Commercial Industrial Air Filter. The high-flow ES pocket-style air filter is designed for commercial, industrial, and institutional applications. Energy expense to move air through it is 25 to 50% less than standard bag filters, according to the company. Through the use of fine fiber technology, the air filter's efficiency is maintained throughout the life of the filter. The header is made of high-impact ABS plastic that is recyclable, or it may be incinerated. It is also guaranteed to 10 inches WG and is available in efficiencies of MERV 11, 13, 14, and 15. For more information, visit www.camphilfar.com. The next product is Commercial Products Group's Contractor Grade Access Door. The Milcor Model ME, Rugged Contractor Grade Flush Access Door, is constructed with a one-piece welded frame and painted with a white textured paint that provides adhesive properties for water-based paint. The easy-to-install unit has quarter-inch side holes provided for solid anchoring to the structural frame. According to the manufacturer, excellent access to the door interior is provided by a concealed spring hinge, allowing the front panel to open 175 degrees without the door impacting surrounding surfaces. The standard lock is a screwdriver cam lock style with options available for other locking devices that may be required to meet the needs of a project. A variety of standard sizes are available, including custom designs for all special requirements. For more information, visit www.commercialproductsgroup.com. Our final product is Nordyne's residential heat pump. The Brone FT4BI IQ Drive heat pump uses inverter-driven rotary compressor technology. The compressor can ramp down to 900 RPM for ultra-low power operation and an ultra-low noise level, making for a quieter home, especially at night, said the manufacturer. The inverter has almost infinite modulation for a perfectly even variance, according to the company, and runs as low as 15 Hz. It alters the compressor speed just enough to match the slightest change in air temperature. The heat pump can modulate between 40 to 118% of capacity, instantly adjusting to offset the cooling and heating demands on the home. It is rated up to 22 SEER and an HSPF up to 10 for efficiency, and as low as 59 dB for sound. For more information, visit www.bronehvac.net or www.iqdrive.net. To see more products online, check out the latest additions to the Product of the Week and What's New sections on the news's homepage, www.achrnews.com. I've still got a few news bits and online highlights to share with you, so stick around. News bits and online highlights are brought to you by FHP Bosch, water source and geothermal heat pumps. The American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers has teamed up with the Illuminating Engineering Society of North America to help homes attain higher levels of energy performance. ASHRAE and IES are working together to strengthen requirements in ANSI ASHRAE Standard 90.2, Energy Efficient Design of Low-Rise Residential Buildings. The standard initially developed by ASHRAE was first published in 93, and Standard 90.2 provides minimum requirements for the energy-efficient design of residential buildings. Last year, ASHRAE's Board of Directors recommended to the Standard 90.2 Committee that it consider a goal of writing the standard so that it is 30% more efficient than the 2004 version, including both prescriptive and performance paths. The standard would target home builders and code officials in an easy-to-understand format that is simple to use. The committee plans to have an advisory public review of the standard later this year to determine whether proposed changes are meeting the needs of the audience. The Refrigeration Service Engineers Society debuted a contractor development program at the Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration Distributors International 2010 Annual Conference. The program features a combination of customized classes that will help contractors grow their business and improve profitability. Contractor profitability doesn't just happen, said Bruce Camper-Schroer, CMRSES International President. It is a matter of education, which is RSES's primary mission. Expanding from our traditional technical focus into business development is a natural progression, and one which our members have requested for some time now. Our instructors are seasoned, successful professionals in this arena, and we're excited to offer their expertise to the industry at large. The Contractor Development Program operates through two primary delivery channels, classes at RSES headquarters, and partnerships with wholesale distributors at their locations. The program consists of four main tracks: profit management, sales, installation, and service. Each track features classes that detail pertinent topics to help create a durable and sustainable competitive advantage. In addition, a 12-month profit consultation service by phone is offered to support the customized action plan developed specifically for each business. LG Electronics Inc. announced its entry into the North American commercial solar industry at the Solar Power International 2010 conference. LG's U.S. solar debut builds on the company's global expertise in marketing solar panels for residential, rooftop, and commercial applications. Launching LG solar panels in the United States represents a major milestone in the company's plans to expand its global solar business to $2.4 billion by 2015. LG is investing $820 million over the next 5 years in its solar cell research and manufacturing to increase production capacity to more than 1 gigawatt. For more news, head to www.achrnews.com. While there, don't forget to check out some of the news's current content. Be on the lookout for the 2010 Newsmakers announcement coming the week of December 20th, and there's some great footage of the Richard Petty NASCAR racing experience in the news's latest video. Head to the homepage and click to see Emerson Climate Technology Contractors' racing around the track. We're all out of time for this episode, but be sure to tune in to the Newsmakers podcast and listen to what Rich Schuster, the news' newest blogger, has to say about his new book, 101 Ways to Suck as an HVAC Technician. I'm Angela Harris, and this has been your news update. Brought to you by Advanced Telemetry. Go green to make green. Ever-increasing energy costs are a serious drain on business profits, but through automation and elimination of wasteful behaviors, businesses can better control their bottom lines with the EcoView Commercial and EcoView Residential energy management systems. Among many of its features, the EcoView's web online tool provides real-time and historical data on consumption readings, settings, and more. Visit www.advancedtelemetry.com for more details.